A Pew Research Center study shows the number of multi-generational homes in America is at the highest level since the 1950s. And since 50 to 90% of the kids who move back in say they're helping to pay rent or helping with expenses, the stigma of returning home has dropped off sharply. John Grease, in his 50s, sees a dual economic factor affecting young and old.
The lack of jobs for the younger generation and some of these horrible situations for the older generation with their homes has brought people together.
While people in their 20s and 30s say they don't plan to stay long at home, many are realizing by doing so they're able to build up finances to such a level that they'll be able to leave for good once they find employment and a salary that will help them in renting or buying a place to live. In L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.